Pinto abalone is a shellfish native to the coastal waters of British Columbia. It is also so rare that its harvest has been banned on the coast for over 15 years. 6 years ago, I did a story about how the Department of Fisheries and Oceans was trying to crack down on a thriving black market in the highly prized mollusk.
So here's a bag of abalone. I'd guesstimate it's going to be about 20 pounds of product. There's probably 40 animals in there.
That was DFO investigator Brian Jubenville showing me a bag of illegally harvested abalone that had been seized from poachers. Back then, that bag of shellfish would have garnered about $500. Poaching was such a problem, the department even trained a German shepherd to help them sniff out the goods. Fisheries officer Bob McDonald hid some abalone in a salmon smoker to demonstrate the scent prowess of his dog, Dart.
So I'll stick it in there. That way it's very difficult for him to find.
Where's the fish?
He's trying to narrow the scent cone down. Normally, just by watching him, you can see he's already found it. It's just a matter of him working his way back. What you got? Abalone.
So you're just cleaning them now, Rob?
Yeah, I'm. They have. All that's really edible is the. This is all the digestive tract and everything. I'm just pulling it all off.
Fast forward 6 years now. There is still a black market in abalone, but this chef isn't breaking the law. Rob Belcham, along with his executive chef Robert Clark of Vancouver's Sea Restaurant, are cleaning the first BC abalone that were farmed on the west coast of Vancouver Island.
We're using a spoon today, but the farmers use a plastic putty knife from Home Depot. Is what is their preferred tool for shucking their abalone.
So this is pretty exciting.
It doesn't sound it in our voice, but this is very
it's too early
in the morning, but it's very exciting. We're out of bed this early, so that's how exciting it is. It should be very exciting. I mean, over the year, we used to use abalone at sea a lot, and over the years, people have, in interviews, have said, well, Robert, what's it compared the Australian abalone to BC or the Northern California Reds to BC, what's the difference? And I keep saying, I've never tasted a BC abalone. Stop trying to entrap me here. Like, it'd be totally illegal if I had actually tasted one.
Are they tricky to cook?
The less you cook them, the better. And some of the books that I read years ago, like long, slow cooking, but today we're doing all very raw or very, very, very gentle, very, very quick.
An abalone is a single-shelled mollusk, you could almost call it a snail, that clings to rocks in the ocean with its one big foot and eats kelp and algae. It's highly prized as an edible treat by our Aboriginal, Asian, and Caucasian populations, and the beautiful mother-of-pearl shell has long been used by natives in their sculptures and jewelry. The shells are beautiful, but I got to attend a special lunch where the chefs prepared abalone in three different ways.
So basically you've eaten three different parts of the abalone today. After we shucked it, the muscle that attaches to the shell is what we sliced up and you ate raw. And when you look at the whole ones, the frilly thing around the outside, that's what we julienned up and put into the broth. And now you're eating the actual foot that's on top of the pork. And it's been grilled. So this has had heat for about 30 seconds to a minute. So enjoy.
Bon appétit, everyone. Thank a little Sonoma Couture as well.
As I tasted, I found the abalone had a very mild flavor to it, kind of reminded me of raw scallop. The farming venture is run by the Bamfield Huwayat Community Abalone Project. It brings together First Nations, a local school, and the Bamfield Marine Sciences Center. The abalone are reared in tanks on land and take 4 years to grow to market size. The project is creating jobs by rearing abalone for consumers, but it also hopes to help wild stocks recover by reseeding some of the ones spawned at the farm. John Richards is the president of the project, which he told me has particular significance for the Aboriginal partners.
There's a whole generation of Huwayat that have never tasted abalone now, right? 16 years it's been, right? So there's a whole young group of kids out there where traditionally abalone was a very big part of their culture, both food, ceremony, and in their arts. to bring that back into their culture is big on their list of things they want to get out of the project, for sure, as well as the stewardship of the wild stocks, to rebuild the wild stock. They have a real sense of ownership to the things that are out there. So as we move through the treaty process, you know, and as they start to lay out, this is our tribal territory and these are the resources in it, well, one of the resources that's not very good is abalone, so they would like to focus on that.
The abalone at the lunch cost Sea Restaurant $50 a pound. Not cheap. But the more rare something is, the more it costs. The money from the sales goes right back into the project so that someday, maybe, the harvest ban will be lifted and people can once again enjoy wild abalone harvested from BC waters. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.